Good morning, and thanks for tuning back in. So you might have read on there the post about I'm going to get back into this, doing my live videos. I'm going to call them the Lean for Life vlogcasts. Quite simply, they're going to be based around health and fitness stuff that I teach people in my Lean for Life program as well. So that's the first part of it. So you'll be able to, if you haven't, this is going to build on the last episode I did, which was called Don't Think of a Pink Elephant. So that's about how thinking about the things that you're sacrificing will inevitably detract you from the things that you need to be doing to getting results. It's a little bit wet as well today, and I'm with the dogs, so anything could happen, so bear with me. Now, today's is pretty apt because I'm going to talk about habit stacking, what that is, how it works. And the reason I'm going to talk about that is because it's actually what I am going to do to get back into the habit of doing my live videos and stuff. So, habit stacking, what is it? So, we all know what the good habits are that we need to do to get us the results that we want. Now, I'm doing this now because I want to get more people, I want to get more exposure for my Lean for Life program, I want to get more people back in the gym because I'm looking, hopefully, to expand the program out and take on a, hopefully, a part-time and then full-time manager at the gym in Northwich. So, that's another kettle of fish. So, habit stacking, what is it? Well, most of our life is lived subconsciously. And that means that a lot of the time we are just operating on a, almost like an operating system that works in the background that we don't really consider about what that is. Because we quite simply, we just do it all the time. And what it does is it saves the higher functions of our brain for problem solving, etc. So a lot of the time we just do things out on almost like we're on automatic pilot. And that's cool until it comes to the time to change. Because this autopilot is so flick a switch in the morning, Mags! Flick a switch in the morning and it automatically we turn onto autopilot, then it's very difficult then to deviate from the path of the autopilot. So quite simply, how can we use the autopilot and the new strategies hand in hand to make sure that we're going to do the things that we need to do? And that is called habit stacking. Now, I'm doing it now, right? So I know that every day I take the dogs out. And I know at least three times a week I come to Dalamere Old Pale. So what I've decided to do is my habit stacking is each time I come to Old Pale, that's my ingrained habit. I don't even think about it before. I know it. I'm here. I'm going to then stack on top of that my new habit, which is to do a vlogcast. So that's the easiest way I can explain how to do it, is take something that you do automatically, like it's ingrained into, it's part of your day-to-day life, your everyday or every week or whatever. It's just part of the routine. You don't think about it, it just happens. On top of that, then stack on top of that one positive new thing that you're going to do. So for instance, as I've said, mine is, I'm going to, when I go to Old Pale, stack a new habit on, I'm going to do one of my vlogcasts. So that means to me, I'm going to do it at least three times a week because I come here three times a week. Dead simple. What it could mean in your health and fitness is, for instance, on a Sunday morning, when I read the newspaper, I am then going to go out for a 45-minute walk. It could be anything. And that's the individuality of how I work with people, both in person and online. Hold on a minute. Dog saw a bloody squirrel. Mags! Always away, isn't it? So that's a real simple way of then. And then once that is, like, for me, I'll soon build this habit of, I'll not even think about it. I'll be walking around Old Pale and I'll just start videoing. I'll start chopping away. So once that's then become autopilot, it's then add a new habit on top of that again. And yes, it is a slower burn process. Yes, it will take you a bit longer to get where you need to go, but your chances of success are so much higher by only adding one little thing. And I know we read about things, it takes X amount of days to build a habit. It takes this, it's bullshit, that is. It takes what it takes because everybody's different. And sometimes it can only take two or three times of doing something for it to become an ingrained habit. It doesn't always have to be, it takes exactly 21 days to build a new habit, because it's dead easy. And I'll tell you one that they do very straightforward is that's why they put the muffins next to the till at Costa. Because once you've had one and you reinforce that caffeine hit with that sugar hit, then your body's like, oh yeah, let's have that. So what happens is, the next time you go, you just quite simply, your body goes, hey, remember that thing we did last time? I really liked that. Let's do that again. And it starts building this subroutine in the back of your brain, which is our subconscious, which is what we spend most of our... And I think it's something like 85%. Maggie! Good God, it's like juggling flipping kittens with this one this morning. So we spend around 85% of our time operating in our subconscious mind. So when you think about that, if you then think, wow, so I only actually think about things 15% of the time, then that's why we need to reprogram the subconscious, because that is the 85% of what we're going to get to do and be most successful in achieving. Okay, so that's it for today. Nice, short and sweet. It's a bit wet. I'm going to try and get back to the car and get the dog back under control. Thanks for tuning in, yeah? And all these are going to be available on podcast you'll be able to subscribe to, and on a vlogcast on Spotify. So if you're into that kind of thing, I am going to upload all my old stuff as well. Might take me a few weeks, but I'm going to try and get some of the old stuff on, because I think a lot of that still carries a lot of pertinence, even though it was a few years ago, because I don't talk about fads. Well, I do sometimes, and I'm just ripping them a new one. But what I'm talking about is the things that people have been doing for decades that always yield the results for successful people. So not milkshakes, not the latest breathing apparatus or whatever it is. It is, this is the meat and potatoes. This is what works. And everything I talk about is scientifically backed as well. It's not just, I'm some bloke from Winsford who thinks he knows what he's talking about. I read a lot. I listen to a lot. I have a lot of contact with some real big hitters within the industry as well because of my other business. So I'm in a really fortunate position that I can get to disseminate some of that information down, put it in a way where, I'm not saying it makes you so you can understand it, we're not thick. I just put it in layman's terms so it makes it a little bit easier to go, oh yeah, I know what you mean now, rather than big science and all that crap. All right, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I'm going to hopefully get back to the car, get a brew, and go and do some work. See you later. Bye-bye.